wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
This morning on the CNN set in New York, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hope y'all had a great Resurrection Sunday. Some call it Easter, but no bunnies and eggs from brother here. So hope all was well. And Jay, I'm sure that white or cream suit with red pinstripe looked good at church yesterday. While we were, many of us were either at church or spending time with family, a number of students from Florida A&M and other universities were actually marching all the way to Sanford, Florida. And joining us this morning is a student activist from Florida A&M, Sierra Taylor. She was one of the folks who actually took that particular march. Sierra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Now, how many students marching? Where did you guys start? And it took you how long to get from where you started to Sanford, Florida?
Okay, well, we have about 30 to 40 students. And we marched starting at Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona, Florida. And it took us about 3 days to make it to Sanford.
How many miles is that?
That would be, it was originally 40 miles, but we had to go a little bit over because we had to take some, like, back routes or something like that. So a little bit over 40 miles. And so we just split it up into 12 here, 13 there, that kind of thing.
Our own Jeff Johnson was also marching with all of you. And why did you and the other students want to do this in order to, obviously, keep the attention on the Trayvon Martin case?
I think that's the biggest. The biggest thing is keeping attention on the Trayvon Martin case. You know, a lot of people in the media say that they're tired of hearing about the Trayvon Martin case. You know, they feel like it's been played out. Too much attention has gone to it. However, when we were marching, we had numerous people come up to us and ask us, who is Trayvon Martin? And, you know, like, especially being so such in close proximity to Sanford,
yeah,
that is just unacceptable for people not to know, you know, who this child was, and you know his story, and the story of, unfortunately, of many black and brown youth in Florida and United States.
Well, Sierra, were these black or white people that were coming up to you and asking who was Trayvon Martin?
Actually, unfortunately, both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
Now, obviously, the possibility of the grand jury being impaneled tomorrow. What do you say to other young people who are listening right now, whether they are in junior high school, and college, who say, look, you know what? I really don't want to get involved in that. Social justice is not really my thing. And so what would you say to them, the folks who are not involved, who are not active, who are not voicing, who are not speaking out?
I think I would say that, Dr. Martin Luther King once said, an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. And it may not be you today that was affected, but it could be you tomorrow that's affected. But I know racial profiling and discrimination is something that happens to many black and brown youth over the period of their lifetime. So, like I said, it may not be your brother or cousin or father or son today, but it could be tomorrow.
What was your chant when you were marching? Yeah. What were you singing? What were you chanting?
Oh, we had so many chants.
that's why you have no voice, huh?
Exactly. Like, my voice is shot. We had so many chants and songs.
Give me one.
One that was really fun. You know the tune of the Saints Go Marching In?
Yeah.
So instead of had, oh, when the dreamers go marching in, oh, when the dreamers go marching in. Oh, how I want to be in that number when the dreamer goes marching in. And then the second verse has Zimmerman. And it was like, wow. Owen Zimmerman gets arrested. Owen Zimmerman gets arrested. Oh, how I want to be on that jury when Zimmerman gets arrested.
Yeah. Now, you said dreamers. That's what you guys called yourselves. Was it just the dreamers?
No, we're actually the Dream Defenders. We're defending the dream that, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. foresaw, a dream of racial equality, like true, true racial equality, not just getting rid of the signs, but actually just working together in the United States and, like, not having to fear, you know, what your skin color is, wearing a hoodie at nighttime.
Well, I am so proud of you guys, Sierra, and the 40 some odd students from Bethune-Cookman and Florida A&M and other colleges in the Florida area. I am so proud of what you all are doing, marching for 3 days.
And Sierra, the thing we always say, let's not make this a moment. Let's actually make it a movement. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All right.